Travel and Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to this edition of the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus in our respective studios. And a very interesting topic to discuss today on Travel World. Our very own Linda went over to Egypt as guest of Egypt Tourism and the Egyptian ambassador to Canada, and discovered a very remarkable, very interesting historical civilization. Welcome to Travel World.
Hey, good to be here. Now, I did my trip, took a nice little vacation, I guess you could call it, over in Egypt, and saw some of the most amazing things. It's obviously very much so a trip of a lifetime. I mean, the things that you get to experience there are just out of this world. And going to see the Great Pyramids of Giza and the Sphinx, going to the Karnak Temple in Luxor. Everything was just amazing. I was in awe the entire trip.
These are places that one reads about right from the very beginning of elementary school through high school. You always look at them and say, yes, this is a place that I want to visit. And to actually see them up close and see how they have survived the millennia. And you wonder, with the technology they had in those days, it makes it even more spectacular to see.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, it's one of those things where you never think you're going to be able to see them up close. You just see them in somebody else's pictures. And I think one of the best parts of the trip was having an Egyptologist with us to give probably the best explanation of everything. I mean, whether it was about how these things they believe were put together and built, or just the history of the culture, I mean, the meaning of the different gods, and reading the hieroglyphics to us, it was really an amazing experience.
Having your own personalized history lesson brings it
exactly
totally to life. And of course, the people in Egypt, they really want the tourists to come back.
They embrace the tourists. Everybody that we met, whether it be the vendors or just the people that were also, you know, from the area that were visiting the different sites, they were almost begging us to get more people to come. They want to share in their culture and their religion and everything. It's just, and they're so friendly. Some of the nicest people that I've ever had the chance to meet.
It is totally a country that it depends a great deal for, and of course, domestic product on tourism visitations. Went down over the past few years. There were some concerns about safety, but those concerns about safety, that's a certain areas. You may not want to go out into a political demonstration. You wouldn't want to do that in any country, but the areas where the tourists are going to visit, they're very respectful and encouraging of visitation from other countries.
Exactly. I mean, they also take security and safety very seriously. I mean, it's no different than going to any other country or city. If you know there's trouble, you don't invite it. You don't walk in.
You don't walk into it. There are certain places and certain areas, and always great, best advice at any place when you visit, using a local tour guide. That local tour guide knows what you should do and what you shouldn't do.
Exactly, and people are more than happy to help you. I mean, any of the hotels that you happen to be staying at, if you have questions about where to go and what might be the best place to visit, the concierge is more than happy to help you. They will even arrange a taxi for you, and the taxi will stay with you the entire time.
That's an interesting point about the taxi staying with you. You also mentioned that if you wanted to have a car for the day, it's really pretty affordable.
Oh, yeah, everything. It's unbelievably affordable there. I mean, even the luxury hotels, places that, I mean, here in North America, if you were to go to one of these places, you'd never be able to afford it. At least I know I wouldn't be able to.
and the pictures the pictures you were posting of these hotels, luxury is the key word. You go to a hotel.
Yeah. These places are beyond five-star, and you are treated like royalty when you go to these places. I was really amazed.
One of the great things that I and I've had clients who have done this and come back with great reviews, taking a Nile River cruise.
Oh, that was such a beautiful experience. And these boats, you couldn't even tell that you were moving until you looked out and saw the land actually move.
It really is a floating
so
hotel.
Smooth and so beautiful. You get to see so many different things. I mean, we went from Aswan to Luxor, and just absolutely amazing experience.
And it's a great way to, not just to see the passing countryside, but you don't have to unpack. You just unpack once in your stateroom, and then you're taken basically door to door to these attractions along the river. And the river
exactly. I mean, it's like taking one of those large cruise lines, but on a smaller, more personal scale.
And
it's the same type of thing. You stop at the little ports of call and you do your excursions. So, I mean, like when we stopped in Luxor, of course, we went to the Karnak Temple and a few other places. It was really something.
And the food, when you posted pictures online of the food, I guess you could eat like six meals a day if you wanted to.
Well, they had their set time. So you had your breakfast and, the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they also had an afternoon tea up on the top deck. And they try to make sure that they have things available for everyone because they know not everybody is going to want to be eating the local fare. Myself, that's what I dove right into. I wanted anything I wasn't going to be able to find at home very easily. But they do accommodate everybody's diet. It was amazing food. Oh, it was so delicious.
What would be a typical meal in Egypt? Feta cheese and tomatoes with a glass of Coke or something more substantial?
I think more a little bit of Egyptian wine or beer.
But that's one of the
and
fun
the
things.
Coffee and tea. Oh.
That's one of the fun things is to try something new. You may like it, you may not like it, but you may never have another chance in life to try it. And what better place to try something than in the country of origin rather than perhaps some local place in Montreal or New York City that may modify its menu somewhat to North American tastes.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's like if you were going to get a chance to go to Greece and you're going to have a nice souvlaki, you know it's going to be better than what you're going to have at the fast food joint in Montreal.
Very much so. And just to have that local food in that local environment add so much to the experience.
Yeah, it definitely.
Getting back to the pyramids,
everything was so it was just perfect. It really was. Out of all the trips that I think that I've taken, this was one I will never forget.
Getting back to the pyramids real quick, one of the things that you mentioned that was unusual, because when we see the pictures, we're always given a treat to three of them, right? But you said there were a whole bunch of them.
Of what?
Pyramids.
Oh, the Great Pyramids of Giza is where you have the three that are together, but we also went to the Step Pyramids, which are, you can even, just by looking at them, you see the difference, because it's more like blocks standing together. And there are pyramids all over. It's just that the Great Pyramids of Giza are the most famous.
Now, were you able to actually walk up to them and touch these pyramids, or...?
You can walk on them.
On them? Oh,
not,
boy.
There's a little spot where we were actually able to climb up onto them. I mean, you can't go all the way up, obviously.
Okay.
But, we were taking pictures of some of my colleagues were there and taking pictures of them while they were standing on. I walked up just the first row of stones, and I figured I didn't want to fall off and break my neck, so I'm not going to go any further.
Now, is it actually possible to go on, like in that movie where Morgan Freeman is sitting on the pyramid with his buddy Jack Nicholson? Can you actually do that?
Yeah, I don't think that they would allow that.
There you go. Always Hollywood embellishment. Still, Hollywood embellishment or not, a trip to Egypt is definitely worth doing as we wrap this up.
So in around 1 minute, what would be some of your key elements to entice one of our listeners to make a trip to Egypt?
I would say, really, for the value, one of the best things you're going to enjoy there is the people. The people are probably the kindest, friendliest, most welcoming that you will get a chance to meet. And then, of course, to enjoy the history. I mean, it's the dawn of civilization was there. Go and get that chance to touch it, to feel it. And they're making new discoveries every day.
Egypt is just one of those great places that's on most people's list to get away to. Thank you so much, Linda, for telling us about some of your experiences. We look forward to hearing more about that in the coming episodes of the Travel World Radio Show. Stay listening across America via satellite. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backers. I'm in Montreal. Willem is in Washington, D.C. A great Sunday morning here on the Travel World Radio Show. Stay listening for more about Egypt and places around the world.
Travel World Radio Show across America and the world.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.